أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا أحياء وأمواتا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how Allah Ta'ala has created man from one drop of sperm, and how he went through the various processes, and from that a person can see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and also understand that the day of Qiyamah is a reality. Here also Allah Ta'ala is explaining that mankind should take a lesson. One of the main things which the people of Makkah, the non-believers of Makkah, just could not understand and accept was that how will man come back to life again? When man has been buried and his body has disintegrated, no signs of, and nothing is left, how will Allah Ta'ala raise that person again on the day of Qiyamah? So for that, Allah Ta'ala explains in these ayat that it is nothing difficult for man to understand how Allah Ta'ala will bring back man to life again and gather them on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. Kya humne nahi banai zameen sametne wali. Have we not made the earth that it gathers everyone? It draws everyone and gathers everyone. أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا. Zindoku or murdoku. The living also all gathered in this world, they are here, and the dead also. The living are above the ground, the dead are below the ground. But all are here on this earth. Everyone is gathered here. So when Allah Ta'ala could put these two greatly opposite things, dead and living together in one place, what is it difficult for in Allah's Qudrat to bring all the people back to life again and gather them on the day of Qiyamah? And everyone from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the last person to come on this earth, Allah Ta'ala will gather them. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you see this a reality all the time, why is it difficult for you to understand that Allah will gather everyone on the day of Qiyamah? Another aspect of this is that like we read in our in the Quran Sharif, and a practical demonstration, this is just by way of example, that Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. That when we go into our first sajda and we lift our head, it is as though we are saying, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. That is, from the soil we have created you. The little while that we sit between the two sajdas is our life in this world. And then, fiha nu'idukum, we return you back to the soil again. We make our sajda, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. And we make you, when we stand up again, that we will take you out from that soil again, and you will stand in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So like that, from this earth, we find that Allah Ta'ala takes us out from this earth. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam directly from the clay. And for us as man, the things that grow on the surface of the earth, all the growing things, we eat it, and then we nourish and sustain ourselves. Or like the animals that we eat, they also eat the grass, etc. And that we eat, from there this blood is formed, from there sperm is formed, and from there the baby is made. So we came from this ground, and to the ground we will return again. So when Allah Ta'ala could do all this, that He brings, that He shows us continuously that we are from the earth, and when we die, we go back to the earth again. So when Allah could take us out the first time, what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to take us out a second time also? Yeah, this aspect, other places, the other ways Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And when He shows His Qudrat here in this world, what is it difficult for Him on the day of Qiyamah to gather us? Another example that is given is like we take a seed and we put it into the ground. Until that seed does not disintegrate and finishes itself up and mixes with the sand, till then nothing grows from there. When this whole process takes place, the seed is in the ground, it disintegrates, it mixes with the sand, then it comes with other forces of Allah Ta'ala also work. The water, the air, it may helps to crack that soil, and then the shoot of that seed comes out. So when that seed finished itself up, then the shoot came out. So just like that, when we will be put into the ground, what is it when we see the things growing all the time? Like we, the thing dies, dead, it's finished. But then again we see fresh, the shoot comes out, a green shoot comes out. And then the stem, and then if it's a tree that is growing, finally it becomes a big tree. For example, an apple tree. And then for more apples to grow, Allah has made seeds in that apple. And they are again put into the ground, and again other apple trees grow. So when Allah's qudrat is so great, that for that, just as in another place Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, that we take out the dead from the living, and the living from the dead. Like a living fowl have a hand, Allah takes out a dead egg, which looks like dead. But from the dead egg again, Allah takes out a living fowl, a chicken comes out again. So when Allah has got this qudrat, and we are seeing all this happening all the time, then it shouldn't be difficult. Directly Allah is addressing this to the people of Makkah, the non-believers, and generally to all of us, that the day of Qiyamah is an undisputed fact, a reality, and people will be raised by Allah's qudrat, and they will be formed immediately again, and they will present themselves on the day of Qiyamah for resurrection and for accountability of how they had passed their lives in this world. So may Allah Ta'ala give us that full yaqeen on the day of Qiyamah. And this is also one thing that is more than enough for the islah of a person, if he has that full yaqeen that he is going to be accountable and answerable to Allah Ta'ala. And so may Allah let us prepare for that day and be prepared for that day.